The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra on Daf Zayin discusses a number of situations where you have brothers, partners, people who live together in one house, in one city. Under what circumstances can they demand of each other to participate in needs, and at what point can they not? Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibit Shiurim establishes a rule, and we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem in our Shiurim if this rule is applicable in all situations that we find that the Paiskim discuss this halacha. He says, in a situation where I ask my neighbor, my partner, to make an investment, and the investment that he makes causes that our house or whatever we're sharing should go up in value. So in essence, he's really not losing any money by making this investment. And everybody else who's asking him to participate will just gain. There we can demand that the partner, the neighbor, participate. And the concept he uses is a concept we find throughout Shas, the concept of Kaifen al Midastoyim. We don't allow people to act indiscriminately for in an unfair manner where he doesn't lose and I have what to gain. I saw on the Sefer Daf Al Adaf, he discusses a shaila where the city gave permission to people living in an apartment and a house to extend their apartment. However, in order for that city authorization to be valid, all of the neighbors who live in the house also have to agree to the work that this neighbor, this tenant, this partner wants to do with his apartment. And all of the neighbors in the home are agreeable, except for one apartment owner. And the question came to Beis Din how to react to this situation. The people who want to build this extension to their home claim that it will not cause any disturbance to the other people living in the house. They, Baruch Hashem, have a family that is growing and they don't have enough room in their apartment, and therefore they have what to gain and he has nothing to lose. The people who are the neighbors who are opposing are saying, well, the noise, we're older people, and there's a lot of noise involved in building, and that noise is going to bother us. And the question is, what should Beis Din say? So we have here in our Masechta, the Gemara begins on Davav Amud Beis, going into Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Hani Beit Trei, I have a diary. There are two people living in one house. Chad have a diary, loy. Chad have a diary to toy. One lived in the upper apartment, one lived in the lower apartment. Itber to toy. And the lower apartment, Rashi explains, sunk into the ground. Omlet a toy le loy, toy v'nivneve. So the lower person living in the lower apartment said to the person living in the upper apartment, let's rebuild the house. Amalei, so the person living in the upper apartment said, "Ano shapu kadierno, my apartment is perfectly fine." So then he says to him, Amalei Istri Vanayevne, I'll rebuild the entire house. So the upper inhabitant said, Leslie Duchtel Medebo, I have nowhere to live while this construction will take place. Amalei not Ugloch Duchtel. So he said, I'll rent for you a place. Amalei like Terechna. It's a Terecha for me to move while this building will take place. Lokamastadali. As far as where you need to live, crawl into your apartment. However, the Gemara continued, that's only if the lower apartment, or the upper apartment, isn't within 10 tefachim of the ground. Once the upper apartment comes into 10 tefachim of the ground, then he could say, that's not your airspace. However, says the Gemara, that's if they didn't make up a front that something like this will happen, what they should do. Avo, that they'll both participate in rebuilding the house. Avel Osnu, if they made such a condition up front, Avel Osnu Gaba Adodi Sasri Bari. If that's what a condition they made up front, they have to follow the condition. So we see from here, we cannot force another inhabitant to do something that he doesn't want to do. And therefore, even though he has much to gain and the other person doesn't have that much to lose, he could prevent him from participating. Furthermore, the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis discusses situations where they want to build a wall, they want to build a Beis Shar for a city. And the Gemara not only says, does everybody have to participate, but the Gemara goes into discussions how much does everybody have to participate. And the Gemara asks a question. Do people who are building a wall, do we take into consideration the proximity of the person's home to the wall? The Sma, Echoshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Samech Gimel, Sif Katan Yudbeis, Paskin, Kol HaSomech L'Choymer, whoever lives closer to the wall, Yiten Yosef has to pay more. And he explains, because if the city is left unprotected without a wall, the houses that they're most likely to attack first are the houses closer to the border. Since these people who live closer to the border are going to have more hana, they have to pay more. And therefore, the question comes up, let's say there are a number of people who own condominiums, different homes in one house, and an improvement is being made in the house. How do we collect that money? Because not all of the apartments in the house are of the same size. So the Shalos HaTshuvos, Mishkanos Yisrael, and Siman Tav Zayin, he says, we have to look at what the expense is. He says, for example, if we're paying for heat, so obviously the person with the larger apartment needs more energy and heat to warm his apartment than the smaller apartment. And therefore, that should be collected if everybody doesn't have their own individual boiler, according to the size of the apartments. But let's say there's an expense of keeping up the hallways, the lobby, the outside of the home, the garden around the home, that everybody who lives in the house, it makes no difference if you have a smaller apartment or a bigger apartment, has equal hana. And therefore, all the apartments, even though they're different in size, have to participate equally. But what about maintenance of the elevators in a building where there's an elevator? So he says that if you have more people living in your apartment, you're obviously getting more use out of the elevator than the individual who has a smaller apartment. And therefore, that apartment will have to pay more towards the upkeep of the elevators. The Pisrei Choshen in Perek Tezvov HaOra Aleph discusses in general the halacha being able to collect for protecting the house. He says everybody has to participate in paying for that, and he says even though one could perhaps make an argument that here too we should have to pay according to the size of the apartment, the halacha will be that we don't do that. Every apartment pays equally. The only thing he says is that if, and we're not talking about protecting from Geneva, but let's say I have an apartment in this house that I don't live in. I just have an empty apartment, I don't live here, and I don't have any intention of coming here. There he takes a more lenient approach and says that person will not have to participate at all.